6:17 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line retired Tennessee National Guard Master Sergeant Jennifer Berry. Good morning, Sergeant Berry.
Yes, how are you?
Well, we're great. By the way, Master Sergeant, that's a pretty big deal. Our own national political editor, Neil W. McCabe, is in the Army Reserve. He's been in for many years. He just got promoted to Sergeant First Class. He's very proud of that, but the next step up is Master Sergeant. Tell us about your career and how you were able to become a Master Sergeant in the Tennessee National Guard.
I started out back in 2000. I came in National Guard in 2000. And I was a finance soldier, and I was a finance soldier for about 10 years and deployed twice with them, once to Iraq in 2010. And prior to that, I was in Afghanistan in 2004-2005. I continued my career through the J-9 as an E-7, and then I was promoted to E-8 in my current unit in 230 Sustainment Brigade as a food service NCO. And I've been there for almost 8 years.
Now, are you retired?
My actual retirement date is 30 June, so in just about a week.
Are you being forced into retirement?
It's my choice to retire, but the reason I'm retiring is because I'm not going to be vaccinated.
Now, what is going on with this vaccination thing? I noticed at a national level, this comes down from the Secretary of Defense, who said every member of the armed forces must be vaccinated. On Wednesday, a bunch of Republicans introduced an amendment to fire the guy because they didn't think he had the right to force COVID-19 vaccinations on folks. Here in Tennessee, in the Tennessee National Guard, the orders come down, but as I understand it, until you're deployed, you are under the authority of the governor and not the Secretary of Defense. Do I have that right?
That is correct. So it is a DOD directive that came down that all the National Guard members must be vaccinated by 30 June. However, you're correct. Unless we're deployed, our commander-in-chief is Governor Lee, and he does have the authority and the right to reverse the mandate for the National Guard to be vaccinated.
So you've chosen not to get the vaccination.
That is correct.
Have you told your command structure you want to stay in, but you don't want to get vaccinated? And if so, how have they responded?
Yes, there are several of us that have, you know, let that be known. And basically, it's to get vaccinated or turn in your gear.
But shouldn't the governor weigh in on this since he's the head of the Tennessee National Guard while you're here in Tennessee?
Absolutely. And that's what we're trying to get his attention right now and let him hear our voice and understand that, hey, there's folks out here that we want to continue to serve. And there's other ways to mitigate COVID-19 rather than be vaccinated. And I have a religious exemption, you know, request in that states several other options. You know, I'll wear a mask. I'll get, you know, tested every time I come to drill, or, you know, continue the 6 feet, you know, away type thing. But that hasn't been enough.
Has your request gone to Governor Lee?
I don't believe that the chain of command, as far as the request goes, it doesn't go through the governor, from my understanding. It goes up through NGB.
What in NGB? What's NGB?
That's the National Guard Bureau.
And where are they located?
So they're located in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Well, but ultimately, I mean, can't you get this message directly to Governor Lee and ask him to stop this?
Well, we have sources, you know, or we have individual soldiers that are inside that have, you know, contacts in the government, and they are trying to get a hold of these folks and get his attention so that he understands that this is an issue that we feel is very important and that he needs to address this.
What's going to happen to the efficacy of the Tennessee National Guard if, as is reported, estimated 10% of this force will be reduced because they refuse to get the COVID-19 vaccine?
Well, the troops won't be able to respond to anything that's going on within the state or around the state. We respond to tornado, you know, efforts. We respond to hurricane efforts. We respond to, heaven forbid, we have an earthquake in Tennessee. But that's the things that we do in the National Guard, you know, locally or, you know, throughout the states, that we may not have the folks to respond to those missions if, you know, this isn't addressed very quickly. Time is of the essence. I mean, 30 June is approaching very quickly.
Yeah, it's 6 days from now. By the way, our story at the Tennessee Star, TennesseeStar.com, a group of supporters of Tennessee National Guard members informed us of their intention to host a Wednesday, June 29th event outside the Capitol at Legislative Plaza in downtown Nashville. The event's called Guard Freedom. It's scheduled to start at 11:30 a.m. Are you familiar with this event, and what's the purpose of it?
Yes, I am familiar with the event, and it is to just get awareness out there for the people that don't understand what we're going through in the National Guard right now, as far as having to be vaccinated or having to choose from. I know my last formation that I stood up and I announced the fact that I was retiring, and my kids got to come up there and give me my awards and all that kind of good stuff. And I said, you know, this is the reason I'm retiring, because I'm not going to be vaccinated. I can't tell you how many soldiers came up to me afterwards and saying, the only reason I'm vaccinated is because the Army made me do this.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never been vaccinated, you know, otherwise. Even one soldier, she now has a heart valve, an external heart valve monitor that she will probably have to wear for the rest of her life from complications from the vaccine.
So what you're saying is one soldier in the Tennessee National Guard who was forced to take this COVID-19 vaccine has told you that there are lifelong heart consequences for her as a result of this. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Has there been any medical follow-up to this for her?
For her, yes. I didn't get a whole lot of information from her. We had a quick conversation, so I don't know her medical history or anything like that. She just did tell me that monitor that she's got, she will probably have to wear for the rest of her life, and it was a complication from a COVID vaccine that she only took because she wanted to continue serving.
So that's an unconfirmed report, but that is what you heard. Now, when you think about this, and you've served now our country and the Tennessee National Guard for over two decades, when you think about this and you report to Governor Lee, and he's not responding to these legitimate requests from members of the Tennessee National Guard to get rid of this firing of them for not taking the COVID-19 vaccine, what's your feeling about Governor Lee's inaction and lack of response to you?
Well, it breaks my heart. I voted for the man. And I would think that, you know, the soldiers and airmen that represent the state of Tennessee that have done amazing things for the state and for our country should be top priority for him. And they don't seem to be. And it just, I can't fathom that, you know, our commander in chief can't even respond one way or the other.
Yeah.
Hasn't responded to us.
At the very, the most generous description of Governor Lee's lack of response would be impolite. Right? That's the most generous description of it.
Agreed.
So for yourself, Jennifer Berry, retiring Master Sergeant in the Tennessee National Guard, what's next for you?
Well, right now I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom and just take care of my kids and you know, do what I have to do. But I'm going to continue advocating for the soldiers that don't want to get out and aren't in a position that they can retire. For instance, you have 18 years in. You've got two more years till you can retire, but they're going to tell you if you're not vaccinated, I'm sorry, you need to get out. You're going to forfeit all of your retirement. You're going to forfeit all, you know, they're going to have to forfeit all those benefits. What a rock and a hard place. What do you do? And that's the reason a lot of these folks are just saying, oh, you know, somebody fight for me.
Would you be willing to testify before a committee of the Tennessee House of Representatives or the Tennessee State Senate on this issue?
Absolutely.
Well, we happen to know some people in the Tennessee House of Representatives and the Tennessee State Senate. We'll make a few calls and see if they'll be interested in holding hearings on this topic. My guess is they probably will. And my guess is they'll be very sympathetic to your case. Retiring Tennessee National Guard Master Sergeant Jennifer Berry, thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you have great success in your post-National Guard career.
Thank you very much.
We'll have more when we get back with Crom Carmichael. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.